Hey guys, we are back once again, Dep Heads and Hiddle Stoners. It is the week after 4th of July, so hope everybody had a great, great holiday. What'd you do, Carrie?
Let's see, a lot of grilling.
Yeah, a lot of grilling. Gotta do grilling.
Had some drinks and watched some movies.
Excellent.
Yeah.
About the same.
I see.
As you guys already probably know, I'm Jen.
I'm Carrie.
My co-host over here. Mm-hmm. And we were going to have a guest host tonight, but fortunately he is not feeling well, so that will have to wait for another week.
Yeah.
So everybody, I'm sure you guys remember Barry. So he'll be popping up and doing some guest hosting for us here in a week or two.
Right.
All right, so what have we got on the agenda for today, Miss Zawe?
Zawe Ashton, the yes. Mysterious.
The mysterious, not so mysterious, however, after I got to looking at some of her information.
I think probably mysterious to a lot of Americans.
This, yes. Right. If you're not into the Broadway scene.
And the Broadway scene, right.
Then you would probably not know who she is.
Mm-hmm.
But, that being said, she is an absolutely incredible individual. Tom, you did good, man.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean,
you know, and you look at this person, she is kind of a Jane of all trades. She does everything, it seems, creatively.
Everything artistic, yeah. Anything that has to do with stage and screen.
And that being said, I'm kind of not surprised. You know, surely they
no,
would
I'm
be.
Not either.
Yeah. Surely this seems like a really good. I mean, I don't know these people.
Well,
but
you're right. It does, but don't call me Shirley.
All right, but Shirley, please don't call me Shirley. But yeah, you know, I think that this will probably end up being a really great match.
It does appear so, and you know, you can't fault the fact that Tom always looks incredibly happy.
Yep.
Anytime. I mean, they've done several red carpet events. Mm-hmm. They've, as a matter of fact, they met here. They're both English.
Yes.
And they met here in the States. They met on the set of Betrayal on Broadway. So,
that's kind of cool. Two London stage actors met in New York on Broadway.
Yep. Hmm. Yep, and she is not just an actor, though. She's a playwright.
Okay, yep.
She's got her her first play was... where'd my notes go? It was Harm's Way, I believe, was the name of it. And that was produced... sorry. That's the second. Her first play was produced, I believe, in the Manchester Theater. I think that's the info. She got for her second play. Now her first play was produced in one place, one theater. However, her second play.
Yeah.
Ha. Simultaneously was produced in London as well as right here in the States, right here on Broadway. No off-Broadway shows for her. This girl is good.
Yeah.
So that was her second play. Now, she, like I said, she and Tom met on the set of Betrayal 2019. She came here to Atlanta with him when he was filming the Loki series for Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up getting stranded here, of course, because of the pandemic.
You know, as much as we have a love-hate relationship down here with Atlanta, it seems that Atlanta's been good to Tom.
It seems like it certainly has been. But yeah, they got to, because of the pandemic, they got kind of locked in, and that was probably the make or break.
Oh yeah, sure. Pandemic, sure.
Well, yeah. Can't go home.
Yep.
No air travel, you know. But yeah, so, of course, the engagement was not public until March of this year.
So, had he been going out with her for a little
while? 3 years.
Wow.
Yep, since 2019, they've been dating.
Wow, that pandemic hit it right about the right time.
Seems like it.
We'll find out about the, you know, we have the baby boom and Generation X. I can't wait to see what the pandemic boom.
And I'm kind of surprised that they waited this long. Tom is very vocal about wanting children. And he has some very definite ideas on how to raise children
Has he shared that he wants
some of
children?
It. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he shared some of his philosophies to what he calls staring out the window time. He thinks that's one of the most important things. Yeah, you can do anything you want. You can play a game. You can read a book. You can stare out the window. You know, kids need that time. And I happen to agree with him. So
I do, too.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what Zawe's parenting ideal is. She has not been very vocal at all about any of it. She's kind of, kept the private relationship, just that, private.
Yeah.
So,
well, her pedigree, as we know, is pretty strong. I mean, her grandfather was the Prime Minister of Uganda.
President. De facto president.
Pardon me? Prime
Minister.
Gotcha. Yeah. And, I would think that he would probably be raised. I mean, that's essentially, it's not royalty, but it's probably a political family that's tight. Maybe like the Kennedys here or what have you.
Maybe, yeah.
But I would imagine that she has a pretty strong belief in family.
More than likely, yeah. But yeah, once again, she's not very vocal. Now, Tom is only as vocal as he has to be.
Yeah.
We'll put it that way.
Good decision, Tom.
I have a couple of quotes, actually, that are attributed to Tom. He told, I believe, the New York Times, he told them, everyone is entitled to a private life. I love what I do, and I dedicate myself with absolute commitment to making great art and great entertainment. And in my mind, I don't conflict the two. My work is in the public sphere, and I have a private life. And those two things are separate.
Right.
Which is a big change, because his attitude when he first came onto the scene, he was asked, many times, would you consider dating a fan? Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely. No problem.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
But, that usually does not work.
Sure.
Well, come on. This person knows you. They know pretty much everything they can find out about you. And you know nothing about them. Yeah, nah.
Sure.
Not quite so well, even there. He's also attributed to saying that he is, quote, I am protective about my internal world, now probably in a different way. If you go through life without connecting to people, how much could you call that a life? Because you have to fight for love. You can't live in fear of what people might say. So, he's very, very vocal about keeping his private life private, and he always has been.
Mm-hmm.
There was one interview, I believe he had been seen out with Olsen.
Elizabeth Olsen?
Yeah. He'd been seen out with her, and they were asking him about his love life. And he said, well, you can print that I'm still single. There's no ring on this finger.
True.
So.
Yeah.
But that's all he would say on the matter. He was never very vocal when he was dating a very publicized...
Taylor Swift. Right.
Yeah. Her popularity was something he couldn't deal with. And I found that kind of funny.
Yes. But I can kind of see where the two would clash.
Well, it was the paparazzi he was used to, but people climbing trees to use telephoto lenses trying to get peeks into the bedroom. He just was not ready for that.
Yeah, he didn't share a whole lot of information, but I remember when he was dating her, there were a ton of photos, like casual photos, not them going to events, but
right.
They went overseas and did some sort of vacation, beachside in Europe or something.
And they caught him in the ocean.
Right, right. And, there were a ton of, photos. There were
Telephoto lenses, they pay off.
Well, and that being said, they're going to be following certainly him, but Taylor Swift, and I'm sure it was just the... She probably saw it differently than he did.
Well, she's used to
pretty,
it.
Yeah, and she seems pretty open.
Well, yeah, and come on, she writes a song about every guy she dates.
Right.
I'm still trying to figure out which one is Hiddleston's. But his Waiting for December, I believe is the name of one of her songs.
Yeah.
That one is actually about Taylor Lautner.
Oh, my God.
The Twilight thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The,
Jacob.
Yes, Jacob. Yeah, also, Shark Boy and Lava Girl. Can't forget that one. He was a cutie even back then.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Right,
oh,
yeah. Right.
Oh, he was adorable. He's still adorable. Yeah. And his little compatriot in the Twilight series,
Boo-Boo Stewart.
Boo-Boo Stewart, yeah. He's just as talented and just as adorable. So
as I found out recently.
Yes. Can't wait to see what he's going to go to next.
Sure.
But so Miss Zawe, she has a lot of awards, many nominations. Let's see what we've got here. She received a What's on Stage nomination for her part in Betrayal. Now Ben Brantley of the New York Times actually wrote that Zawe is, quote, a breakout star. Her deeply sensitive performance elicits a feminist subtext in Betrayal. So she was very well liked by critics and fans alike, it seems.
Yeah.
Not a very common occurrence. You know, usually the critics and the fans have two totally different ideas about what's good and what's not. Because you get movies that everybody that has seen the movie says, oh, it was great, it was awesome, I loved it. Critics go, no, it sucked. Or vice versa. Critics love it, and the audience is like, Jesus, that
totally
sucked.
Absolutely. Critics loved it. It's canceled after a season.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So usually they don't see eye to eye. However, for her, they did. Everybody seems to have adopted her as, you know, the Broadway princess here.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, with her hooking up with Tom, it's only going to get better because everybody loves him, too.
So. Right.
She's got a few other awards, and nominations. She was in The Handmaid's Tale.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to check, because I used to watch The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
I did. I liked it a lot, but I don't remember seeing her in it.
Yeah, you know, it seems like she's got kind of secondary parts, and a lot of people kind of earn their chops that way. She was in Nocturnal Animals, which was a movie I really, really liked, a Tom Ford film. And it had a massive cast. That being said, I can't remember. I mean, there are a lot of characters in this movie, so.
Right.
But I can't really necessarily remember her. That being said, everyone in it, even the extras, did an outstanding performance. So.
Well, and there's something else I've noticed about her as well. Is her look changes.
Right.
Easily.
Yeah, she's a chameleon. She's an acting chameleon.
Very much so. And she's also, apparently, she's also a comedy genius. Her role as Vod in a show called Fresh Meat, I'm not familiar with it. I'm thinking it's a BBC show. Earned her nominations for 2 British Comedy Awards. So not only is she a serious actor, playwright, author, she actually has a book published, but she's also funny, apparently.
Yeah. It's a Channel 4 show. And yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, British is all get out. And it's some sort of student comedy thing.
Okay.
Fresh Meat. And it's talking about basically freshmen.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense completely. But I can't imagine Tom hooking up with somebody who did not have a sense of humor.
Yeah. You don't say.
Yeah.
Right.
He's and she seems to be as big an overachiever as he is.
Mm-hmm.
That child is either going to be, like, the most pushed individual ever, Or the most relaxed, one of the two. Yeah. But God, having two parents like these two, man, I would not want to be born into that family.
That'd be, yeah. Hopefully it's not a pressure thing.
Tom was never pressured by his family. As a matter of fact, his father did not understand why Tom insisted on maintaining his acting career.
Right.
Because he's like, you know, actors don't make it. Most actors don't make it. He's sitting here, you know, Loki, Marvel Universe, big names. Everybody knows who he is. And his dad's still telling him, you know, you really kind of need to get a real job.
Sure. A lot of actors hear it. Get a real job.
Oh, yeah.
From the parents.
Yeah, but, yeah, no. So, but I can't see Tom being the pushy
dad
type.
Yeah, no.
You know, I just don't see it happening.
Sure.
But then again, you know, having kids changes you. So, he might end up that way. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Still no due date on the little bundle of joy. Now, like I said, they didn't announce their engagement until March of this year. And then not 3 months later, here she come with the baby bump. So
that's right.
Moving right along. Well, I mean, I guess why waste time?
Mm-hmm.
You know you're gonna, you know that's the one. You know that's where you're gonna be and what you wanna be. So,
well, I mean, they're old enough. How old is she?
She'll be 38, as a matter of fact, in a couple of days, July 25th.
Okay. Happy early birthday, Zowie.
Absolutely.
And Tom is?
He just turned 41.
Same age. Roughly. I mean, really.
Yes, yes. Thank
pretty
you.
Pretty much.
Thank you, God. He left them babies alone.
Yep.
You guys get in so much trouble dealing with them babies.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the bull that Johnny just had to go through because he was dealing with a baby. 24 is not an appropriate age for you Johnny.
A heart once with a heart once, but think about it, dude.
Yeah, think
use
about it.
Use the brain.
Mm-hmm. Use the big head, not the
yes,
little one.
Yes, yes, yes. I like to call it my heart.
Okay. Right. I see. Mm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that gives the term I love you a whole new meaning.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So looking at through her her creds and stuff, did you find anything kind of spectacular? Now she was
yes.
A lot of people don't know what poetry slams are.
Yeah. Poetry slams, baby.
You want to explain poetry slams?
So essentially whenever and listen, she is quote unquote younger, I guess you could say.
Oh yeah, she was the youngest winner of the London Poetry Slam in 2000.
And you know, when she won this, when I think you said she was 17.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, whenever we talk about poetry, and the English would certainly know it for, you know, hundreds of years, you basically do some poetry by reading it and enjoying it, that sort of thing. But poetry slams are almost kind of like rap battles.
Uh-huh.
You're in public, you're in front of a loud, probably rowdy kind of crowd.
Okay.
And it's not a battle, but you are doing your own poetry. You're doing it your own way. Sometimes people are into it, sometimes people aren't, but sometimes it's interactive.
Okay.
With the audience. But when they call it a slam, it's more of a freestyle kind of poetry. You know, we're not talking about staccatas and that sort of thing.
Right, you're not talking about your old school, you know, high chant type reading poetry.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people think that it's too orderly, it's too stiff, your regular poetry here.
Well,
we
right.
can listen to poetry, and we can kind of be free and celebrate it, be vocal, and so you'll have a lot of callbacks and stuff in the audience.
So it's almost more equating to, say, song lyrics rather than, you know, what you would think of as poetry.
Yeah, because when you're reading, you know, you're not, I mean, you kind of interpret and listen to your own rhythm or whatever.
Right.
This person's like delivering you the rhythm,
you know, they're and it, they are kind of like lyrics. Yeah, yeah, you're totally correct. It would be a lot like more, but it lyrical poetry.
Gotcha, perfect. Yeah.
But she won. So what did
she won the London competition in 2000
at 17 years old.
17 years old.
Wow.
She does have, like I just mentioned, she has a book published as well. So she's not only an actor, a playwright, a director, she's also an author as far as actual novel type book. Hers is called Character Breakdown.
Okay.
And I didn't get a big synopsis of it, but going by the title, I think maybe it deals with acting.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I would assume.
Yeah.
But I'm not 100% sure on that, so don't quote me. And she has got stage credits that you would not believe.
I mean, it really seemed like the stage certainly was more her first home, right?
It seems to be. She's been, she's got credits, of course, Harold Pinter's Betrayal at the Harold Pinter Theater in London. And the Bernard B. Jacobs Theater on Broadway, a play called Rhinoceros, which I'm not real sure what that one's all about. Rhinoceros, and then The Arsonists, and then another called Gone Too Far. Those three at the Royal Court Theater.
Okay, that's big.
Now, that's a big, yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah, that's big.
She did Othello and one called Frontline. Yeah, Othello. So, of course, you know, her and Tom have another.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, Tom's all about the Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Those were performed at the Globe Theater.
Yeah, that's the Globe?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got one called All the Little Things We Crushed. I would really like to see that one, I think.
Yeah.
That was at the Almeida Theater, which is another big name. And then one called The Wide Night at the Soho Theater. So, Michael Frayn's comedy called Here at the Rose Theater in Kingston.
More comedy.
Mm-hmm. Abby Morgan's Splendor at Dunmar, at the Dunmar Warehouse.
Okay.
John Jennett's The Maids at Trafalgar. Thank you.
Yeah.
I cannot pronounce it. At Trafalgar Studios. And then Salome, I believe that's how you pronounce it.
Salome. Mm-hmm.
Salome. At both the Headlong and the Hempstead Theaters.
Wow.
So she has got some pretty impressive theater cred there. And those are just the ones that she's acted in. Those are not the ones that
she's written.
Actually has written.
Right.
And, you know, I've tried to write. It's not as easy as you would think it would be.
Yeah.
Well, I believe you also write.
Well, are we talking writing stage? Well, she's writing everything.
She's writing everything. Jesus.
Yeah, you know, writing's, for me, it's tough.
Yeah, it's not as easy as, you know, just simply putting your ideas down on paper. If that was the case, you know.
Well, you know, that being said, and we could probably ask Barry to speak on this.
Absolutely.
You know, someone that can, I mean, whether the words just flow or whatever, if you're putting down, you know, 10,000 words a day, even if you're practically writing dictation to me,
right,
that's hard to do.
I know with helping Barry out on some of his research, absolutely. So I don't just do podcast research. I do all kinds of research. But I know he puts down about 1,000 words, 1,000 to 10,000. Now, his average books are about 60,000 words.
Mm-hmm.
So he usually puts, and you know, sometimes he'll 5,000, sometimes a little bit more, a little bit less. But I have seen him go back over what he's written that, you know, the day before or
sure,
within that week and be like, okay, this is crap, and pull it all out and start over. You know, so.
This is just writing words, right? That's hard enough.
And, you know, a lot of times he'll get the ideas down and then go back later on and flesh out the more of the prose to, you know, your descriptions and forming everything from the idea into the actual, you know, book form.
I would love to, and we should do this sometime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that Barry has done comics. I know he's done...
He's worked with Marvel. He's worked with DC. You know, books.
I wonder if he's, or what he thinks of playwriting. I know it's completely, completely different. And just his thoughts
That's actually a subject we have not, we hadn't really discussed much. I mean, yeah, we've been friends for a very long time. So, yeah, we've discussed a lot, especially to do with his writing, especially to do with his work with comics, considering how big Marvel has gotten here recently.
Yep.
With the movies and stuff. He's actually helped on some of the movie ideas and set, not actually gone to the sets and helped.
Yeah. Consultations.
But consultations. He worked on the compendium, the Marvel compendium.
That's a massive writing credit.
Oh, yes. he's actually the one who gave Blade his name.
His human name.
His human name, Eric.
No kidding.
Yep, that Barry is the one who named him. There's not credit given for that anywhere that I can find.
Mm-hmm.
But he is the one who gave him the name.
Well, you know, I know that you've got to want to kind of do playwriting, and personally, I don't think that it'd be fun. You know, I'd love to get Barry's input on it, and also, it seems like Zowie will write anything, and she's doing playwriting, she's doing books, she's doing short stories.
Yeah, it's great.
She's doing poetry.
No kidding, right? And I kind of wonder what that thought process is like. I mean, really? How do you determine what this piece is going to end up being?
Right.
You know, is it going to be, is it going to be a play? Is it going to be a book? Is it going to be a short story? Is it going to be, you know, something else entirely? Just, I can't even, of course, her being, you know, so easily equatable to Hiddleston, I can imagine she's sitting there going, okay, I'm going to sit down and write a play.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, decide what she's doing first and then how she's going to do it.
I mean, she obviously, you know, makes it work, and she writes a lot.
She has many, many things to her credit, definitely. Like I said, she's just as big an overachiever as Tom.
Yep.
I did not notice anything about language skills on her bio. So I'm kind of wondering if... you know, she's as, obviously she's as good with the English language, but I wonder if she's got other language skills to her credit as well.
Is he a big writer?
Not writer, but he speaks 11 different languages.
Yeah, well, you know, the linguistics is his gift, and hers is writing, and that'd be a nice kind of...
Yeah, and I'm still working on the whole mimicry versus language skills, guys.
Right.
Gotta get... one of my professors to call me back. I'm waiting on that. Because I can see where it would equate, where the mimicry skills and the language skills would come from the same place. But I want an expert opinion, and so far, nobody's answering me. So. Fun! Hey, guys, you're on Candid Camera. Actually, Candid Podcast, but whatever. Eventually, though, I'm sure I'm going to eventually have someone that's going to answer back, so we'll be able to get a definitive answer on that. But anything else?
Like I said, I'm really happy for Tom because he seems like a very positive person that's in Hollywood and movies.
And he's maintained... that positive, and yet not trying to be rude and absolutely not being disparaging at all, but you know, I've called him a Pollyanna before.
But he's
just got the very, very upbeat, very positive attitude, and you never see him have a bad day.
Yeah, so that's one half of the couple that's gonna be pretty good marriage material, frankly. You know, I'm rooting for this couple.
Oh, Believe it or not, me too.
Okay.
Believe it or not, I really am.
Okay.
You know, I can whine and bitch and say, damn it, why couldn't he wait for me? But, yeah, no. We all know that's never going to happen.
He hit his 40s, too, and it's about time. You know, his first child.
Yeah, first child at 41. Right, that's frigging spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not heard or seen anything negative about the two. No cheating, no, you know, dark secrets, no, because of course you know people are looking.
Yeah.
You know your paparazzi and your reporters are looking to dig up any little thing.
Well, you know, the pandemic took care of the early years there pretty hard. Yeah, you know.
Well, yeah. But yeah, it's kind of hard to,
you know, cheat and, you know,
when you're living in a hotel with you know, with your significant other.
Under a pandemic.
Under a pandemic.
You're right, right.
Yeah, so, he had a hard enough time trying to go out and run. So, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he runs. As a matter of fact, I believe he and you are quite comparable. He runs 5 miles a day.
Yep. So, I wish I could do it on the beach all the time.
Well, he prefers the beach because the sand offers more resistance.
Right.
And is easier on the legs.
Yes.
But, and I wonder how, if she's a, you know, a exercise buff. I've not seen anything about that either, so we'll have to check on that too.
If you were drafted into the Marvel universe, it seems like it's compulsory that you got to do some working out.
In her condition, though.
Okay.
They are going to have to. Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to be very careful.
Well, you know, I wonder. I mean, how far along is she?
I don't know. She's just now showing a baby bump.
Okay.
And it's defined, but she's not like huge. I would probably guesstimate she's probably 3 to 4 months, maybe.
Oh, well, I wonder how much of
maybe her... 5, but I'm guessing around 3 to 4.
Well, I wonder how much of the filming they've already done for the Marvels.
Yeah, they may already be done with that.
Yeah, you know, and so there you are.
But so yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, they definitely put those actors through. Even folks like Chris Hemsworth that are already frigging buff and huge and all that kind of good stuff, they still have to go through the Marvel boot camp. So.
Well, when they said Paul Rudd was going to be Ant-Man, I was like, oh, this will be interesting. And you know what? They got him cut.
They did. I mean, he's adorable anyway. But man.
Yeah, yeah, he was not the silly guy from Clueless and Friends and Anchorman.
Hey, Clueless, I'm sorry. That was so totally underrated movie.
Yeah.
It was so totally underrated. It was great. And Paul Rudd was exceptional.
Yeah, he was my guy in that movie.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
the one that I could actually identify with, even though it was a comedy. You know?
Well, you can identify with people in comedies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he was great. But they did.
God! Actually, let's not forget Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt,
yeah,
was,
friggin'
was
Doughboy.
Like,
I'm sorry,
he was a Doughboy. And, you know, and they ended up turning him into basically a fireman. You know, fireman's body.
No kidding, right? Which served him well for like the Jurassic Park movies as well.
Yeah, well, Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Well, yeah, the Marvel, of course, put him through the boot camp, but the body he got from it was definitely put to use in other avenues as well.
And they asked him about his diet, and he's like, I'm in a totally different zone now. He's like, I don't crave just 3 cheeseburgers anymore. You know,
right.
I don't do that anymore. I just don't want to.
Yeah.
So it changes their lives.
Well, yeah, and Chris Hemsworth goes vegan for during certain times. Now, he is not, you know, that's not a lifestyle deal for him.
Right, but he finds that's his best dietary course.
It makes him feel the best when he's trying to film, and the hard hours and the long, you know, everything, and just not getting enough sleep, and, you know, that he finds that the vegetarian diet tends to work better with his system during those times. So
that takes willpower.
Oh, yes. No,
we just enjoy cheeseburgers.
No,
just
no, I have to have meat, okay? I'm sorry. No comments, please. But yeah, yep. Gotta have the meat.
Yep, yep, yep. Bacon.
Bacon.
Meat on a pizza.
Yeah, pork is good. Bambi is good.
Yep.
Bessie is good.
I do love Bessie.
Bessie is very good, yes. Gotta love it. But yeah, I can't. I love my veggies. I can't imagine only eating veggies. Nope, that ain't happening.
Probably pretty easy when you have award-winning Hollywood chefs that are essentially like your live-in chefs that
are
making it the way you like it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would tend to make it a little bit easier, you would think.
Yeah.
But yeah, and Tom himself is actually a very good cook. So.
I didn't know that. What?
Yes, he is a very good cook.
Hmm.
He enjoys it. It's not something he would do every day.
Yeah, and he can do it. So.
So, yeah. Oh, I can just... That man is probably waiting on Zoe hand and foot right now. And of which, of course, he should be.
So, he should.
Yeah, because she's doing the work right now. Yeah, and his 15 minutes is already done. Yeah, he did his part.
Yeah, and she is a quality woman. You better keep her happy, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm telling you, there's going to be plenty of men ready to snap that up if you screw it up.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, she's talented. She's beautiful. She's charming. I mean, what else can you say about the woman? She hits on all points.
Yeah, I've seen some interviews, I mean, they were mostly for, there was a Fresh Meat interview, and, you know, they haven't really done the interviews for Ms. Marvel yet.
Right.
She's pretty charming, gotta say.
And witty.
Yes.
Very, I mean, she's obviously very smart.
Yes.
But yeah, so he's pretty much, he's hit on all sides. With this, he's actually done very, very well for himself, I would say.
Yeah.
I'd say they both have.
Yeah.
I mean, God, talk about a power couple.
Yes.
Man, I can't wait to see what happens in the future.
I agree.
It's going to be insane. Well, let's see. We're coming up on just about 40 minutes. I think we've pretty much... gotten as in-depth as we are going to be able to
on this mystery one.
On this particular female.
Mm-hmm.
So
totally different from the females that we did last time.
Yes.
with Depp.
And we're gonna need to do that eventually, go through his past dating, but once again, there is not a lot out there on, you know, the fact that he did date this one or that one. There are several women that he's been seen out and about with that has never been confirmed that they were actually dating.
Yes.
So, you know. Oh, and I do have to say, being in the right place at the right time works for me. Found out about Zoe's pregnancy 2 hours after mainstream media did.
Wow.
I did, and I had it posted on the blog within the hour. But she had not been to a red carpet event for a minute. And showed up at... they showed up at one of the awards ceremonies.
Okay.
On June 30th, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
That was the first that she showed up with supporting the baby bump. And it was confirmed that evening at the awards ceremony. It was confirmed that she was pregnant. So.
Wow.
So I did good on that one. I don't know. I don't often get that lucky to be cruising the net and pull up something that's that pertinent that quickly.
That's a good nugget.
So... Yeah, I did good on that one. Thanks,
you
guys.
You did.
So anyway, let's wrap this one up a little bit. Anything else we need to discuss? We usually do it at the beginning of the show. This time we jumped right in, so.
Just throwing this out there, and I'm just going to throw this out there. If you want to talk about it, that's up to you. But apparently, going back to the Johnny Depp. Heard news just very quickly. They have certainly confirmed that Heard is working on a book. Currently, the bidding is at $15 million, and she's not in a position to turn down any money.
No, she is not, because she screwed up, number one, by still whining and bitching and moaning and complaining when she should have kept her mouth shut and might have got a deal from Johnny. But, yeah, so she screwed up there, first off.
Yeah.
I mean, she's kind of like a case of herpes. You just can't get rid of her.
That's right.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, I can't imagine the thought process to offer her that kind of money for a book deal, because no one wants to hear her side. People have heard her side, and they don't believe her.
Well, and additionally, she needs the money, yes. However, this could be landing her back in court again. I mean, so this book is now a defamation.
Right.
So,
definitely could. I mean, if she's not very,
very
careful.
Right.
About what she puts to, you know, on paper. I could definitely end her right back in court, but...
threading a needle.
It is, and, you know, let her whine. I mean, I'm just I'm so done with the whole Amber Heard thing.
Yeah, and I knew that this would be...
We know she's a liar, okay? We know she's a liar. We all knew she was a liar. Now, it's been proven that she's a liar. Thank you, by the way, to the Fairfax courthouse and to the judges and the jury that, you know.
Yeah. She's a liar, and now she's doing a tell-all book. Right. So I'm not going to be buying it.
Please. And I would read it just because Know Your Enemy.
Yeah.
But I'm not paying money for it. I guarantee. Yeah. You know, I'll find somebody who ripped it off of online of the online copies, yes. You know, and borrow it. But yeah, no. No, and I'm not really even interested in hearing what she has to say, because it just doesn't matter. Cool. We all know, and now the world knows, that Johnny was innocent.
Correct.
And that is quite enough for me. Absolutely. He finally got his vindication. He totally deserved it, and he waited long enough for it. I mean, this has been going on since 2018. So, you know, and I was trying to avoid talking about the trial.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's done. It's over with. We've said everything that we can say about it. You know, we are vindicated, and we, as Johnny's fans, you know, have been proven to have backed the right horse. So to speak. So, you know, that's really, you know, enough said.
Enough said.
And it may go into appeals, and it may go into, I believe, 3 appeals is the max. I'm not sure on a civil suit.
Yeah. That being said, I'm more interested in how this book is going to turn out, and she gets sued for defamation.
Oh, yeah. Just, that's going to be funny as hell.
Absolutely.
If she gives him more ammunition.
Yeah.
But see, I don't know that he will. Even no matter what she says in that book, I don't know that he will sue her for defamation again, because he's already proven that he was in the right and she was not. It's already been proven. There's no need.
Well, it'll probably be considered a trash book. Yeah. You know, we're not exactly talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not talking Encyclopedia Britannica
here. Yeah, yeah, this isn't Tolkien, you know.
Yeah, right.
Some, like, yeah.
And, you know, just the same, tell-all book or not, it'll probably have to be published as fiction. Hey, it's a way to get around defamation.
Holy crap. Yeah.
Yes, as long as it's published as fiction, you can't hold the writer accountable for misconstruing, quote, fact.
True.
That's why it's called fiction.
Why?
And she probably knows that, but of course, knowing her and how just not smart she's been already, she'll probably, totally screw it up.
Yep, yep.
I'm waiting to see it. That's okay. She'll fall on her face. Nobody will be there to pick her up. It'll be funny.
Can't wait.
Anything else going on news-wise you think is worthy of mention?
No. Looking forward to the Marvels. I think this will be a really cool flick.
The Marvels, I can't wait to see Multiverse of Madness.
Still got to check out Multiverse of Madness.
Yes, Doctor Strange. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes.
Frigging awesome. He is an amazing actor as well. I mean, they do not pick bad actors. in the Marvel Universe. They've done extremely well.
Almost everyone has shown up in a Marvel, not Disney, movie.
Right.
Except Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp has been... Wait. You're right. He is one that has not been in a Marvel.
Marvel, not Disney. Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah.
But they paid.
Technically, he's a Disney prince, so... Pirates of the Caribbean.
Jack Sparrow was a prince?
Jack Sparrow... Well, they don't always have to be princes. But technically, true. Yeah. But, just a quick aside. Do you know why Jack Sparrow was branded with the pirate mark?
Why?
Because he failed to deliver his cargo from point A to point B.
Okay.
That being said, they accused him of theft, and the East India Trading Company called him pirate and branded him. You know what his cargo was?
What was it?
Slaves. He let them loose. And because he let them loose, instead of delivering them to the states where he was supposed to, they said he stole them and made him a pirate. That's the backstory.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So even when he was doing legitimate work, they branded him a pirate because he was a good guy.
Right.
That being said, you have to watch pirate movies. All right, guys, I think we're going to wrap this up. We are actually broadcasting this particular podcast from Alabama.
Yes.
So,
the Gulf Coast.
Absolutely, where we've got Carrie in the flesh instead of on the phone like we normally have.
Nice to be here.
Absolutely, it's great. So we've had a great time. We've done some pretty cool things. We've done a lot of grilling, watched some movies, and done a lot of research for you guys. So next week, ideas. It's a death week, and we're done with the trial, and we're done with the women. So
whatever it is, I swear I will not bring up the trial. Whatever it is. That being said, you know, I had a couple of ideas.
Okay.
You know what I would love to do? We hadn't talked about Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
That is an... And if we have Barry on the show next week...
Yeah.
That's one of his favorite movies.
Freaking love it.
He is a Tarantino buff.
Yep.
So...
Rodriguez, Tarantino.
Uh-huh. And it is one of the, if I remember correctly, Barry, please don't shoot me if I get this wrong. Once Upon a Time in Mexico is one of the 8 movies directed, written and directed, or just directed, something like that, by Tarantino. Mm-hmm. The reason I know this is because that was one of the things that Barry was working on collecting were the movie posters of the Quentin Tarantino directed movies.
But it was directed by Robert Rodriguez.
Okay, so that's not it.
Well, they're practically freaking twins. Rodriguez and Tarantino were...
Well, there's something about Tarantino that ties 8 movies together that...
Oh, with Rodriguez?
No, just those 8 movies.
Oh, that he's got to...
That he's collected the movie posters for.
Gotcha.
So, you know. But, I'm sure he'd love to hop on that one.
Let's and you know what? Maybe not even that one, but, we could examine. That was an action movie.
I'll have to go back. We've done so many podcasts. I'm going to have to go back and check. We might have actually done.
Well, I'd like to kind of examine, Johnny as an action hero.
And you don't see that often.
No, but let's face it. Pirates was action-packed. Mm-hmm. Once Upon a Time in Mexico was action-packed.
Incredibly action-packed.
I know he's done others.
The Tourist. Was The Tourist.
That's
the one we need to do.
Hey, that is a
Angelina
good one.
Jolie is my girl.
That
man,
would be
I love
a
her.
Great one.
Oh yeah, and I think I told you I met her ex-husband. Mm-hmm. So, Billy Bob, and he's a great guy too.
So. Yeah, we should. Dang. Yeah. Yeah, we've got angles.
Oh yeah. And, guys, we are all about dev heads and Hiddlestoners. That's what we're here for. But, that being said, there are other actors and actresses out there who do deserve the recognition as well. So we will not separate from the format that we've been using over the last almost year now.
Yep.
But maybe we'll branch out a little bit. We'll have to see how that goes. What do you think?
Yeah, I've put some thought into it personally.
Of course you have.
It is a watch this space kind of thing. Would love to hit Barry up for a couple of ideas, actually. I've got a couple of things in mind.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's all about helping out the newbies, so
yeah.
We're both newbies as far as he's been doing the podcast thing for years.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we've been giving Barry shout-outs every week for helping us out here on Death Heads and Hiddle Stoners.
Let's
resume. Do that one more time.
Absolutely.
And promote, he's got another podcast, comes out once a month, I believe they're recording now. Him and a good friend of his do a podcast called In the Stacks. Ooh. So that's another one you might want to check out. It's actually quite interesting, and they discuss everything.
Right.
So, I don't even want to know about the Bigfoot sex book. So that was one of the things they discussed. So.
I would definitely recommend In the Stacks, if not just to get the answer to that question.
Okay, guys. You've heard it before. You'll hear it again. DepthHeadsAndHiddleStoners@yahoo.com. Find our blog on DepthHeadsHiddleStoners.com, or you can go through BarryReese.net and hit the link from his page. We are on Facebook. DepthHeads and HiddleStoners group on Facebook. We are on Instagram, when I can get it to work, DepthHeads and HiddleStoners. And, of course, you can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Music, and various other streaming services. So, spread the word. Get us out there. We'd love to hear from you. Write in.
All of the listeners from Europe, by the way.
Ah, yes.
Very kind.
Definitely. And we love to see those numbers climb, and we see them climbing every week now, and it's really great. So, we appreciate y'all's patronage.
Right on.
Anyway, I think that'll do it.
Yes, ma'am.
We will have to see about possibly doing the tourist next week.
Hmm.
And until then, guys, be careful, be safe.
Love and peace.
Peace out.